This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. College students across the country are in the middle of graduation festivities, getting set to take all that hard-earned wisdom and make an actual living. But that making a living thing that some universities are preparing graduates for ain't like it used to be. And that gets me to the brand new Marketplace desk of Gen Z influencers. Colleges are offering classes in TikTok. Claire Ballantyne wrote about it the other day for Bloomberg, specifically a course offered at Duke University called Building Global Audiences, but known to the in crowd as the TikTok class.
I first learned about this from my college group chat. One of the girls from that I went to Duke with saw one of these people on TikTok posting a video of the class. And from there, I kind of dug into it, found out that other colleges are doing this too. And this was not around when I was in school. I wish it was.
And yeah, me neither. I'd be in a whole different line of work, but
maybe I wouldn't be a journalist. I went to Duke and I sat in on the class. Basically, it's a group of about 30 undergraduates, some interested in being the stars of videos, some interested in being behind the camera. Huh. But it's all about learning how to optimize your viewership on social media, promote yourself, and in some cases, even make money off of videos through advertising. So it encompasses this really crazy new medium of TikTok, but also some very applicable skills to any career, like marketing yourself and building a brand around your content.
Right. And there is some rigor to this course as well, right? I mean, you have to figure out analytics and the stuff that's going to stick with an audience. I mean, it's not just, hey, let's make a TikTok video.
Right. And even that simple, the act of making a TikTok video, it takes a lot of work. It takes editing, multiple shoots. And then along with that, these kids are analyzing their videos and then trying to figure out, why did something do well and something not? How can we get more viewers? So it really delves into a lot of interdisciplinary topics going on.
Okay. On the theory, which not all people subscribe to, but which does hold some water, on the theory that college ought to teach you how to make a living once you get out, there is money to be made if you can figure out how to be an influencer on TikTok, even a relatively modest influencer.
Definitely. One of the students in the class was making, you know, up to $6,000 or $7,000 a month from her TikTok videos. And that's on the extreme end. But even on the lesser end, you know, you can get a pretty solid amount of money, especially for a young person in college, through these. And for some, the goal is to keep doing this even as a full-time career once they build up enough of an income stream.
Do you suppose this is where sort of college goes in this age of Gen Z and just social media and things that are not, you know, the classic liberal arts education?
Well, it was fascinating. I was talking with a professor and his background is in English literature, and he approaches this through TikTok being a new form of communication. Yeah. He was saying that, you know, similar to how colleges have film departments on campus now, in 10 years or so, they'll have social media departments. And I don't think that's that crazy of an idea anymore. I mean, this is something that's going to be around for a while.
Claire Ballantyne, she's a personal finance reporter at Bloomberg, writing about the TikTok class at Duke. Claire, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.